Take us on a very spiritual journey. And why I love the 12-step program so much is because it is a very simple spiritual journey. If you take this journey with me today and you work this journey in the course of your life, you will discover the God within you, the God as you understand him. The first step, we learn some very basic things. We learn the two gifts that are given to us in life, powerlessness, and we learn pain. So the first step is a very painful step because it means we have to stop denying the reality of who we are. See, one of the things we all do in life, and that's why our life is so unmanageable, is we deny our own powerlessness. We deny the reality of life. We deny reality. And the reason why we deny reality is because we don't like who we are. We don't like reality. So it's easier to run away from it. So many of us live in our fantasies. We live in our images. Because very basically, we don't like to live in the reality of who we are, where things are. And believe me, if you're real, even if it's painful, you will grow. You will grow. Similarly, we have to admit to our reality. We have to admit to what is. We have to face it. You see, admitting and accepting, the acceptance of where we are, the acceptance of self, is the most beautiful part of this journey, and yet the toughest part of this journey. Because it means admitting to who you are, admitting to self, admitting to the beauty of yourself as a person, and even admitting to the fact that maybe some of it's not so beautiful, but at least admitting to it. And so many of us do a lot of admitting intellectually. Now, we all can figure everything out up in this head of ours. We walk around and we say, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. That's not enough. Knowing is not enough. Some people know a lot of things. They still do keep doing the crazy things they've done all their life. We have to learn the gift of being able, more than just know, being able to feel and grow and finally accept and surrender. You know what's so sad? So many of us always try to be something we're not. We run around the countryside and try to be things we're not. Be who you are. You are the most special human being in the whole world. You are who you are. And all you have to do is be yourself and be who you are at the moment. To do that means to surrender. To surrender and accept the reality of who you are. See, so many times we try so hard to deny that. And denial is a very sick part of life. Because denial creates unmanageability and craziness in our life. Now, so many times when you try to live in that world of make-believe, it's like almost living a lie sometimes. You live it, and you live it, and you live it, and you know it's not real. You know it has to be done. You know decisions you have to make. You know what you have to accept and grow on in life. But it's so scary to make that healthy decision, that healthy change. And the beginning of any healthy change is to admit to it and face it. And realize that it happened, that it's real. You know, so many of us keep trying to go back into the past. You know, in AA, we have the green card. In AA, I shared this with you before. Yesterday's over. You can't go back to yesterday. I don't care how much you want to try to go back. You can't. You got to move on into tomorrow by living today. So the first step tells us that unless we are willing to accept the fact of who we are, to live in reality, I call the first step the real step. If we accept reality, then we begin the journey of making healthy decisions for our life. And it's these healthy decisions that are so important and so special. The first step leads us to the second step. In the second step, we come to believe in a power greater than ourselves that will restore us to sanity. In the second step, we come to believe. All of a sudden, we develop a sense of faith and a sense of trust. We believe that it'll work. When you live in reality, you become a believer. You begin to believe in yourself. You believe in the gifts you have within. You believe in the beauty of yourself as a person. You believe that things can happen. And our belief patterns are so special in our growth in life because inside of us we have this power greater than ourselves, the spiritual energy, the spiritual gift of love. If you come to believe in it, your life becomes sane and peaceful and serene. You know what?